This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
You have a new text message.
What can we solve for you today? Text roulette. And all you have to do, if you have an issue in your life, or maybe you just want to know something weird. We've had a lot of traffic questions. Do you have to yield when you go through a roundabout? Those kind of things. You can always text that in. 414-432-1099. Text roulette brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. We're going to spin that wheel.
It's like Vanilla Ice. If you got a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
24.
Number 24. Let me grab this since I'm on the text.
Ooh, if you've been sending in your questions, I bet you're hanging on. Wondering if we're going to read yours.
Okay. Ooh, it's a little bit longer one. This is good. Give us a little backstory, a little explanation, not just a quick question. Okay. All right. Interesting. This texter says, definitely need help here. My father passed away in October and left his house to me and my brother. I want to sell it and split the money, but my brother wants to move in with his family and buy me out at a price well below market value. Do I stand my ground? What do we do here?
Ooh, so they
This is a...
inherited the house.
This is a family issue
so
slash real
estate. So they each own half of it.
Yeah. But his brother wants to, or her brother wants to buy them out.
Oh my gosh.
But not really given the fair market value. So like if the house, for easy text roulette's sake, it's worth $200,000, it's
yeah,
like,
let's say it's...
I don't want to give you $100,000 for your half. I just want to give you $50,000. Because it was our house, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Dad passed away, left the house to us, so...
See, because I want to ask...
Dad would probably give us a little discount. What?
I want to ask, what is your relationship like with...
The brother?
The brother, but I don't know... Do these two siblings get along or not?
I'm sure there's listeners who have dealt with this type of situation.
But
or
if
something
they
close
sold
to it...
it
if you
they
sell
could make
it,
more money, it sounds like, and split it, but the... brother's hoping I want to just ease right in and move into this house and not have to pay a whole lot of money.
With his family. And then buy out our texter with a price well below market value.
Oh my
I'm moving
gosh.
In with the family. I'm going to buy you out so I, you know, not as much as you should be getting. You stand your ground and say, no, you can buy me out for fair market value. Or do you, like you were saying, Elizabeth, that's your brother. You cut him a deal, some slack, got a family.
And you don't want to sound greedy. And this is where things get so messy when someone passes away and there's money involved.
Yeah. Anytime there's money involved, right? There's always that little, doesn't matter who you're dealing with here.
Man, I really am stuck here. Because all I can do is come from this from my own perspective and my own... perspective would be what would I do with my own siblings?
Well, you're on good terms, but
we are on good terms, and I just think on the one hand, it's like, okay, so the brother wants the house at a cheaper rate to better his life and his family, but then the other sibling here, and we don't know if this is another brother or another sister, the other sibling is saying, well, hang on though. If we sell the house, or even if I sell my half to you for the market value, then I'm bettering things for me and my family.
Sounds like the brother doesn't want to sell it.
And
split
I think
it.
That's my answer is if the brother has no problem putting his oxygen mask on first, this sibling needs to do the same. And I think the sibling needs to stand their ground and say, if we're selling it, we're selling it for this price and you can do whatever you want with the money. Or if you want to buy the house at market value, that's what you're going to have to pay me for to have it.
So text roulette, my father passed away in October. Left his house to me and my brother. I want to sell it and split the money, but my brother wants to move in with his family and buy me out at a price well below market value. Do I stand my ground? What do you think, mixed family? 414-432-1099.
We're going to get to your text and your calls and your advice coming up, but first, a quick break from our sponsors.
This morning's text roulette. My father passed away in October and left his house to me and my brother. They want to sell it, or actually the texter wants to sell it and split the money, but their brother wants to move in with his family and buy out this texter with a price well below the market value. Do you stand your ground? You got Elizabeth and Radar and Rebecca. You get to answer this. What do you think this person should do about their brother?
They need to stand their ground.
Yeah, don't move. This is it. You're going to give me the fair market value?
Yep, and they shouldn't have to take a price cut on the house. Like, if they would sell it to someone else, they both would get the equal amount. But then if they sell it within the family, the one brother's going to lose out.
Yeah, that's a good way to spin that, which it's true.
Yeah,
don't you want more money? You could get more money if we sell this for fair market value.
Sounds like the brother wants to move into this house, though, thinking, ooh, this is, I can kind of slide right into this house.
Oh, yeah, he's probably thinking, oh, it's 70K, 80K, hey. Maybe I'll get into this house, and that's probably not what the dad would have wanted either. The dad doesn't want one of the siblings to get scammed, especially if you left it to both of them.
You wouldn't think so. And again, we don't know what their relationship is like, but does sound like the brother is kind of like trying to worm the way into, hey, I can get this house on the cheap.
Yep. And Lynette and Racine sent in a text that brought up a very good point. Have a fair market value because if he sells it at some point, he would get full market value when he sells it.
There you go. Yep. Yeah. Rebecca, have you ever had something like this happen in your family?
Yeah, we did. Family cabin, grandpa was selling it, and some of the family members wanted it for cheaper, and the one sibling who was well off was like, no, I'm not going to take a price cut so so-and-so can get a deal.
Mm.
And he's well off. And I'm like, nope, that's a good point. So then that aunt ended up buying the cabin at market price.
Wow.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you've had experience with this. So,
yeah, Rebecca, thanks so much for sharing that.
Appreciate it.
Yep. You guys take care.
All right. We have a text here into the text line, and they left their name, Trisha, from JJ Houseman Team.
Oh.
It says, contact 3 real estate agents and maybe some appraisers so you can see what the numbers come in at. Then, when you get those numbers, the two siblings can agree on a price based on that.
Okay.
Now, look, here's Chad from Waukesha sent a message. Even at market price, both of the siblings are improving their life financially. I would hold out for a fair market price.
Ooh, this is going to be sibling rivalry here.
Here's another message on the text line.
Okay.
I personally would never be able to ask my siblings to pay market price for a house they want to live in, especially one with a family. I would ask them to meet in the middle and maybe arrange a possible rent-to-own kind of arrangement if the problem is having the money available at this time. I understand that it's their money too, but at the end of the day, you just lost your dad. I think it's time to love and support each other and not focus on money. And then Christy from Racine said, one sibling isn't entitled to more than the other. The house was just given to both of them, and just because one sibling would have to pay the other to keep the house, they would each to walk away with half the value. So much to consider here.
Are we solving this for this listener? I guess we're giving this listener a lot to think about.
Take the family out of it, as hard as it is. This is also a business transaction. If you're looking at this from business, don't they all want to make money?
They all want to make money in
the end.
They all
better yourself. In the end, if he gets the house, he can sell it one day, make money on it. I don't know if this mixed listener has a house or not that they could sell and make money on. But if they want to make money and they both want to advance, they need to sell it for fair market value. And if he wants to buy it, he has to buy it at fair market value. And also, think about this. He has an advantage. They don't have to even list it. If you think about it, he can be the one to say, all right, fair market value, but then I'm buying it.
Then Oh, that's true.
So there's an advantage there. You don't have to go through the whole gamble and scramble of trying to find a house since it's so hard to get one these days.
Why does it always seem like when somebody passes away in the family, there's always a little fight, a little bit of headbutting going on to who gets what and how do we get it. Because that same thing happened in my family with heirlooms between my cousins and my sisters when my grandparents passed away. It was like, okay, you can go up to the house, take, you know, some a sticky note, put it underneath the lamp or the grandfather clock if you want to claim that. And then that's what happened. And all of a sudden, those sticky notes all get switched. And my cousin's names
that's
are on
so
there. And it's
shady.
Like, what are we doing?
Well, it's because,
why are we doing this?
Because you're seeing that there are people that just want to get that quick fix.
Yeah.
Oh,
true.
I can get money? All right, cool. I'm going to do this.
Done.
Final wrap here, though, is a text message that said, you may have to get an attorney involved. No one can get a house nowadays for $100,000 if the house is valued at $200,000. So the other sibling needs to be fair and suck it up and do what's right.
That's a good point. Drop that attorney talk because that other sibling who wants to try and get this house on the cheap might be like, oh, wait a minute. Is that money out of my pocket to have to try and get an attorney?
And
maybe that'll turn that person around.
Working through this for the sibling that sent in the message, your brother's the one that's showing the true colors. Hey,
yeah,
I want to get this house and I want to get it for cheap.
Mm-hmm.
When you're trying to do it the legal right way of what is the house worth, that's what it's being sold for.
Mm-hmm.
You want it? It's yours. Buy it like anybody else would.
Here we are battling over this since Dad passed away back in October.
Which is why I can see that this sibling is saying, can we just sell the house and be done with it? We both take our
Wash
share
your hands
and
of
move
it.
On.
Yeah, and then nobody is the, oh, nobody looks at it and says, I got the better end of the deal, or I got the advantage.
And the dad tried to get the affairs in order, it sounds like, before passing away, because it was in writing who gets a house and what happens.
That's right. And dad's going to come back and haunt whoever tries to pull a fast
one. Setting up a trust is important, and getting some
yes.
of these documents figured out so that these conversations don't necessarily have to happen. Or you can be like some of my relatives that say, I'm not going to be here to see when it happens,
so
good luck.
Good luck, yeah.